says Texas now mandates wearing a face mask. Miami-Dade County starts a 10 p.m. curfew, and California has pretty much shut back down. Wanted to take a look at a poll done by Fairleigh Dickinson University School of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. We did a poll on COVID-19 preventative actions and how people thought about them. By and large, this was a nationwide poll, not just in New Jersey. Americans favor COVID-19 restrictions, even though some consider it still an infringement on personal freedoms and privacy. One of the thoughts in front of mind on this 4th of July weekend. Do a little breakdown on these numbers. We have a vast majority of people saying that having your temperature checked before going to a public place, 85% favor that. Mandatory isolation of those who have tested positive for COVID-19, 87% find that acceptable. Again, other supports by at least 3/4 of the people in the survey. Mandatory face masks in closed spaces, 79%, giving that a thumbs up. And allowing the government to alert you if you've been in contact or if you become infected with the virus, 74% are in favor of that. Moving down the list, this is pretty much at least 2/3 of support. Public bans on gatherings of more than 10 people, 65% say that's okay. Mandatory vaccinations by employers and schools with limited exceptions for medical and religious reasons, 62% said they are in favor of that. And while still a majority in the survey, sharing personal health information with the government in order to track the spread of the virus, that came in with a 57% approval, and that garners the least support among those polled. You take those sizable numbers largely in favor of the variety of elements. There are differences that separate those who approve versus disapprove of the president's performance. Those who approve are a lot less likely to support the requirements, like wearing masks. 63% of Trump supporters agree with that. Mandatory vaccinations, 46%. Compare that to those who don't approve of the president's performance, 95% are in favor of masks, 77% of mandatory vaccinations. And black Americans are also generally more supportive of these measures than our white respondents. 61% of whites back public bans on gatherings in excess of 10 or more people. Black Americans favor that by 81%. Wearing a mask is almost universally favored. 98% of blacks with fewer whites, although still well over a majority showing support for mask wearing. Sorry for all those Karens who are throwing fits in department stores and supermarkets. 74% of whites are in favor of the masks. That's one of the fun things with the polls. You look at the breakdowns, you really find out how strong the interest of an element is and how great the understanding, the importance of it is. And also, I think takes away credence from those who are claiming it's an infringement on freedom. There are many people certainly using this 4th of July weekend to promote that stand and that opinion, where in fact it's really just showing respect for your neighbor to do as much as you can rather easily when you think about that to slow down and prevent the spread of the coronavirus. If you look at New Jersey versus other states, we're one of the ones who seem to have done things the right way.